Let us pray for an awareness of and inspiration from the Holy Spirit. Mother of all wisdom and Father of surprise, your thoughts are not our thoughts, nor are your ways our ways. Where we are closed, open us with your word, that we might recognize the Christ and follow. Amen. Our reading comes from Psalm 13. Listen for the word of God. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death, and my enemy will say, I have prevailed. My foes will rejoice because I am shaken. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because God has dealt bountifully with me. As Susan mentioned, we continue to look at the great songbook of our faith, the Psalms. Last week, we looked at a psalm of praise. This week, we go in a vastly different direction and hear a psalm of lament, or one might even say a psalm of complaining. In a psalm of lament, the person addresses God directly and does so on the occasion of some calamity or misfortune. The person addressing God is confident and comfortable lifting such vociferous complaint toward God, because given God's saving history, it is almost as if the person is charging God with dereliction of duty. The person expects God to show up, and when there is no evidence of it, there's a cry of complaint. A lament psalm can be communal or individual, and most follow some sort of pattern, but not have every component. There's typically a direct address to God, some complaint toward God, a petition for help, a statement of trust in God's willingness and desire to save, and finally a vow to declare publicly thanksgiving for God's faithfulness. As we mentioned last week, the Psalms are so moving because you can find just about any emotion expressed. Happy, sad, mad. And the lament Psalms might be best understood when you compare them with other types of Psalms. Psalms of praise and thanksgiving use celebratory language to uphold the joy in an ordered and just world. They reflect the comfort of the status quo where the conditions of life are favorable and allow people to truly flourish. They may raise up past deliverance through hardship by God. They reflect a resolution of problems and look forward to continued and future prosperity. Lament psalms, however, are responding to hardship and crisis that disrupts. Hardship and crisis that call into question God's justice, mercy, and love, and call into question the petitioner's confidence and conviction that God reliably protects and responds to injustice, oppression, chaos, and death. Lament looks head on at the current reality of pain and anguish and at God's apparent slowness to show up. Of the 150 psalms that we have in the book of Psalms, lament psalms are the most common type of psalm. Since the beginning of our relationship with God, people have been asking questions about divine justice, have been interrogating God when things are not the way they should be, and have been lifting complaint in the face of suffering and pain. Here are a few. O God, why do you cast us off forever? Give ear to my prayer, O God. Do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and answer me. I am troubled in my complaint. I am distraught. With my voice I cry to the Lord. With my voice I make supplication to the Lord. I pour out my complaint before God. I have come into deep waters. The flood engulfs me. I am worn out calling for help. My throat is parched. My eyes fail looking for my God. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? My God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? We are not the first to cry out. We're not the first to rage. We're not the first to utter the words, "My God, why?" or ask, "How long, O Lord?" We aren't the first by a long shot. When we ask these questions, we aren't asking whether there is a God. We trust that God exists. We ask these questions because we wonder what good it is that we know God exists out there somewhere if God isn't showing up here where we need God. I believe it's because we believe that God exists, because we believe in love and mercy and justice, that it hurts so much when it appears that God and the love, mercy, and justice that are supposed to follow are seemingly nowhere to be found in our time of need and trouble. Many, many women tell their story of being drugged and assaulted. And the accuser, even in sworn deposition, admits to drugging the women, and yet there is a mistrial. How long, O Lord? A college-age kid is convicted of rape and serves 3 months in prison while the victim is asked what she was wearing and how much she had to drink that night. How long, O Lord? Another public shooting, a shooting that was perpetuated at the hands of someone who has a history of domestic abuse and violence, but is still allowed to legally purchase a firearm. How long, O Lord? During a traffic stop, the occupant of the car is respectful and follows instruction, tells the police officer that he is permitted to carry a weapon and that he has one in his pocket. And while sitting in the car with his 4-year-old daughter and fiancée as passengers, the African-American man is shot 7 times. The officer is acquitted of the man's death despite video evidence and a failure to follow proper procedure. How long, O Lord? A young black man is at a party earlier this year. He's in a car driving away from the party when a police officer fired in the moving vehicle against department regulations. He is shot in the head and dies. How long, O Lord? 2 years ago yesterday, a young man walked into a church and listened to a Bible study, and then he shot and killed 9 people. He has ties to white supremacist groups. He had a previous arrest. It was later discovered that due to a clerical error, and because it took longer than 3 days to complete a background check, and because the laws in South Carolina allow a gun shop to sell someone a gun if the check takes longer than 3 days, and because there is no integrated national database for those background checks, despite massive public support of such a system, he was mistakenly allowed to purchase a weapon that he used to kill those 9 people. How long, O Lord? This week, another noose, was hanging from a lamppost found near a museum in Washington, D.C., the third one in a few weeks, including one next to the National Museum of African American History and Culture. How long, O Lord? Last week was the anniversary of the Pulse nightclub shooting. Even without that shooting, 2016 was the most violent and deadly year for LGBTQ people in America. How long, O Lord? 13 transgender people have been killed so far in the United States in 2017. All of them transgender women of color. Texas will be called back into a special section next month at a possible cost of $1 million. And one of the pressing and important bills that requires this special session is to fix the non-existent problem about who can use what bathroom. How long, O Lord? 2017 saw a proliferation of anti-LGBTQ bills introduced into state legislatures. Last week, our governor signed a bill into a law that allows agencies who receive government funding to deny gay and lesbian folks to be foster parents in the name of religious liberty. How long, O Lord? This sermon could go on and on and on, not to mention our own personal isolation, our pain, our suffering, our anxieties, our struggles, those things that we wait for. How long, O Lord? These are real questions. They're honest questions. They're heartfelt questions. They don't come from our head, but directly from our guts and our heart. One writer says, I can tell you when your life feels as if it's falling apart and you're dangling in the cutting winds of pain and God doesn't lift a finger to help, you don't ask academic questions. Your question is a child's cry from the bottom of your heart. It's like a cry of a little child whose mom or dad have gone away and she fears they won't come back. Whenever a hurting heart cries out, why? It is a cry that God respects because it deserves to be heard. That cry is a protest because we want God and others to keep their promises. How long is a protest against the way things are in the hope of what they might be? And it takes faith to ask this question. Some people think that any person who questions God might be losing their faith, and they are so wrong. Only somebody who trusts God to be there gets this hurt when God doesn't show up. Only a person of faith dares to look God straight in the eye and ask, where were you? Where are you? Only a person who trusts God dares to complain to God. Only a person with a lot of faith dares to put it straight to the maker of the universe. When we look around the world, in our own homes, when we feel powerless or oppressed, when we face an uncertain and violent world and tenuous future, we want to cry out to God and beg for God to break through the heavens and show up in a big way. There are moments when our voices rise to God as the children of God, crying out in the night for reassurance and comfort. In these moments, we realize at the deepest level of our being that we cannot save ourselves. In spite of the very best intentions of the people of God, the world has yet to be redeemed. If you take nothing else from today and from this word, take this. It's okay. It's imperative, in fact, to ask why or how long directly to our God. And so as faithful people, we will lift our cries and our prayers even as we get to work, trusting that God will be faithful. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and answer, O Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep the sleep of death, and my enemy will say I have prevailed. My foes will rejoice because I'm shaken. But I trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because God has dealt bountifully with me. Amen.